Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, God of Compassion and Encouragement.
A reading from the beginning of the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is at Corinth, with all the holy ones throughout Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all encouragement, who encourages us in our every affliction, so that we may be able to encourage those who are in any affliction with the same encouragement with which we ourselves are encouraged by God. For as Christ's sufferings overflow to us, so through Christ does our encouragement also overflow. If we are afflicted, it is for your encouragement and salvation. If we are encouraged, it is for your encouragement, which enables you to endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is firm, for we know that as you share in the sufferings, you also share in the encouragement. The word of the Lord. Paul's eagerness to assure his people in Corinth that God is with them almost jumps off the page. He calls God our Father of compassion and encouragement, and he assures us that this God of compassion encourages us in our every affliction. Paul has experienced this compassionate God. So in spite of his affliction, he is encouraged to continue to preach and carry out his mission with zeal and enthusiasm. Paul tells the Corinthians and us that this gift is offered to all of us. But there is more to this message than just assuring us that God will be with us in our sufferings. We are called to know God's compassion and encouragement, so that we will have compassion on others who suffer and encourage them as they experience discouragement on their journey of faith. When I reflected on this passage, the image of an Eskimo painting came to mind. The Eskimo in the painting had his hands extended as he received fish being offered to him. The Eskimo had holes in his hands. The obvious meaning was that whatever he received, he was to share. The gift is not only for the person's good, but is meant to be shared with others who are in need. It is one thing to share food and other material necessities, and we are called to pay attention to these needs. We know that there are other needs that may not be as obvious, but are just as real and necessary as food. We are called to extend compassion, to share the pain that others bear. We are called to offer encouragement to others when they have lost heart. We are called to be extensions of our God of compassion and encouragement to those whom we meet on our journey.